إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه. All praises due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we ask His forgiveness. ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. And we seek refuge with Allah from our evil souls and the consequences of our bad deeds. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whosoever He allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of our worship except Allah alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. May Allah exalt His mention, grant Him peace, His companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. Brother, get up and pray before you sit down. Akhi barakallah fik. Get up and pray two rak'ah before you sit down. Get up and pray. Brothers in Islam, there are certain characteristics that if one has, then indeed one will be praised. One will be successful. And one will be able to attain great benefits. On the other hand, there are some qualities and characteristics which if one has, one will be blamed. One will be hated. And one will receive destruction in this life and in the life to come. And each one of us, brothers in Islam, must have one of these two characteristics. One of them is praiseworthy, beloved to Allah, and is means of salvation. On the other hand, the other one is hated by Allah. It is means of destruction. And one will be detested in this dunya and in the life to come by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may be wondering, what qualities am I talking about? I'm talking about the qualities of truthfulness and lying. Being true. Saying that which is in agreement with reality. Truth is saying that which is in agreement with reality. Saying that which is in agreement as far as the heart and the tongue are concerned. When you say something, it is something that is correct. Unlike lies, which is saying something that is against reality. And very often, we fall into this area of lying without identifying the fact that it is a lie. Because we have picked up this habit of lying as if it is something that is normal and natural. And the situation is unlike that. This is something that cannot be done. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. All you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and be among the truthful. In the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبُ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَمَا يَزَالُ الْعَبْدُ يَكْذِبُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, upon you is truthfulness, because truthfulness will lead you to righteousness, and righteousness will lead you to Jannah, to paradise. And a slave of Allah will continue to speak the truth and strive to speak the truth until he is written in the sight of Allah as a truthful individual, a Siddiq, one who always speaks the truth. On the other hand, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, and woe to you from lying. Because lying leads to immorality. And to the hellfire, and an individual will continue to lie and strive to lie until he is written in the sight of Allah as a liar. Meaning, one of us can be sitting here today, and in the sight of Allah, he's a liar. And which Jannah are we going to enter with this particular quality, my brothers in Islam? Which Jannah do we hope to enter while we are liars in the sight of Allah? And lying is of different degrees. Some are more dangerous than others. Worst of which is lying against Allah. People speaking about Allah without knowledge. People belying the Quran. People denying Allah's names and attributes. People attributing to Allah that which He did not attribute to Himself. All this falls under lying against Allah. And Allah says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Who is more oppressive, who is more unjust than he who invents lies against Allah to mislead the people from the path of Allah without knowledge. So you find people who have no knowledge and no foundation to speak about the names and attributes of Allah and His deen, the halal and the haram, as if they are shuyukh in Islam. And Allah knows that they don't know the conditions of the salah. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. This is not a matter of opinion. It is not what I think, what I feel, which is what you usually hear. But what I think is that, you know, music is halal. You know, you see birds sound nice. Allah created birds. So, by analogy, music is halal because it's just a form of beautiful sounds. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. MashaAllah, you reject the Quran and the Sunnah and the tafsir of the ulama, and you bring this nonsensical argument trying to teach it to the people. You better remain silent rather than speak against Allah and His deen without knowledge. A second form of lying is lying against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be careful of this forward button on your email. Be careful of this forward button as soon as you get an email in Arabic. Sometimes you don't even understand what it says. We mail it to forward it to our whole mailing list. And in this email are lies against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, مَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And the hadith is in Bukhari. Whoever invents a lie against me, let him pick his seat in the hellfire. This is not a joke. You understand that the science of hadith has been preserved by Allah like the Quran. Otherwise, any Christian can come today and invent a hadith on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How would you be able to identify whether this is correct or not? If a liar, a kafir, was come and say, the Messenger of Allah said, don't eat watermelons, don't sleep on your back, would you listen? If a Christian told you that, no. How do you know where he got this information from? This is why Allah has protected the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the science of hadith and through the ulama, the scholars who dedicated their whole lives to study this virtuous science. So when this information comes, we have references by which we verify. Did he say that? So I forward it for the benefit of the brothers. If we cannot confirm that, do not send it forth. Because you may be entering Jahannam by clicking on a button or clicking enter on your keyboard. Because that entails lying against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not everything that you receive in your inbox is something which you can share with the people. Either you have knowledge or you have access to people of knowledge. Then and only then, when you verify that this is sound and correct, barakallahu feek, share it for the benefit. Otherwise, we are falling into this area of lying against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third level of lying is when one lies to himself. And this is the worst kind of lies. And you know what I'm talking about. When we lie to ourselves, we know something is correct. And we know that the other thing is incorrect. But somehow, some way, through the adornment of the shaitan, we start convincing ourselves that this is not the way. That it's the other way around. So the shaitan will go in our brains. And we start talking nonsense. And we know what we're supposed to do, but we don't do it. And we know we're supposed to avoid this, but we don't stop it. Why? Because we're lying to ourselves. And people continue to lie until they believe the lie. Then they can no longer believe that they were lying. It is something amazing that happens to the children of Adam when they stray away from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the affair is serious. Fourthly, lying or being truthful in our love to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sidq in this area is sincerity. You do the act of worship for the sake of Allah, seeking Allah's pleasure and nothing else. If this has been affected or contaminated by some other objectives, then our deed is void. Wal-iyadu billah, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us sincerity. We must do it for the sake of Allah. Be truthful with Allah, Allah will be truthful with you. Allah promised that if we obey Him and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Jannah will be our abode. Then paradise will be our place of rest for eternity. And He promised us also, if we disobey Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we may go to Jahannam. If we are truthful with Allah, then He will be truthful in His promise. Those who deserve Jannah will be given Jannah, and those who deserve Jahannam will also be given Jahannam. And I don't think any one of us would like to try that out. Also, being truthful in our love to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be done in practice and not in speech. Because this is another sickness. We know how to talk. We know how to beautify the speech. We know how to impress others. But when it comes to the factual reality, you find nothing but air. There's no substance. There's no truth. You look at the brother and he and the sunnah are foreigners to one another. Even though he speaks about the sunnah, he conveys the sunnah, and he teaches the sunnah, but he is not from the sunnah, and not with the sunnah, and not living according to the sunnah. So if you really love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave alone the talk, let us see some actions. Let Allah see from us some reality, some truthfulness in this love. And that means that you imitate Him in every single aspect of life. Yes, we will fall short because of our weakness. I'm not saying that I and you will become angels walking upon earth, living our life just like Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is impossible. But there are areas which we can implement. So we should not fall short on that. That which we do out of weakness, we seek Allah's forgiveness, turn to Him in repentance, and we hope that Allah will change our ways. But for how long are we going to lie to ourselves and claim that we love Him and that we love His sunnah and the methodology of the Sahaba while we are foreigners to this particular reality? This is the worst form of lying. Because a person is fooling himself in order to enter Jahannam. And this is something that cannot be done and should not be done. Brothers in Islam, we must understand and know that every single event in your life is a test from Allah. Every single second of our lives you are being tested by Allah. Either we will be truthful or we'll be among the liars. It's a choice that we have to make on daily basis, on hourly basis, on minute to minute basis. Every time we are put in this predicament, will I say the truth or will I lie? And the lie, is it against who? Is it against Allah or His Messenger or myself or my brothers in Islam? Let us wake up and realize these matters so we will not be among the foolish and the heedless. It is a short time we will be alive and soon we shall be departing. Don't lie to yourself, my brother in Islam. Let us not lie to ourselves and enter Jahannam. Then we will be regretful on the day where regret will be of no benefit. It is the time to change today. Every Friday, every lecture, every time you pray, every time you recite the Quran, every time you remember Allah, is an opportunity for us to change our ways. So let us not be among the heedless. And ask Allah Azza wa Jal not to make us among the heedless and to make us among those who, when they listen to the reminder, they follow the best of it. He's able to do all things. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa azwajih ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أحبتي في الله. Brothers in Islam, another area where we need to be truthful and avoid lying is the area of promises and transactions. Covenants. Covenants. Allah Azza wa Jal praise them in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who are concerned in that which they are entrusted with and their covenants, they are fully truthful and faithful. And today, we have some funny ways of doing things. You have an appointment with a brother at 2 o'clock. You know, the brother shows up at 2:45 talking about this is Saudi time. Or this is Indian time. Or whatever nonsense people come up with, well, back home, this is, you know, when I say 2 o'clock, I mean 2:30. Ya akhi, what do you think? This is a joke? You think the deen of Allah is a joke? You give someone a promise and you have the means to show up. I'm not talking about you getting in a car accident or something happening that is beyond your ability. That is excused bi idhnillahi azza wa jal. But when we give a promise, we need to fulfill that. There is no such thing as a special time for special people. There's the time of Islam and the time of kuffar. And unfortunately, the kuffar are the ones used in the time of Islam and the Muslims are used in the time of the kuffar. So you find a money worshipper who's supposed to have a business meeting at 2 o'clock, walks into the door at 2 o'clock. And you find a Muslim who's coming for some dawah, coming half an hour late. You know, because he couldn't finish his boiled eggs. Because the TV show was too interesting to leave alone at the very moment. What is this nonsense? And where is this from those who want to enter Jannah? Allah praise those who are faithful in these covenants. We must fulfill these covenants. When you make a promise, my brother in Islam, we need to act accordingly. If some situation arises that is beyond our ability, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not bear a soul with more than it can handle or scope. Never. But with things that we have the ability to do, we should not play around with these things. Another form where truthfulness is expected and lying is supposed to be avoided is that of transactions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْبَيَّعَانِ بِالْخِيَارِ مَا لَمْ يَتَفَرَّقَ فَإِنْ صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا وَإِنْ كَتَمَا وَكَذَّبَا مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. And the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the two people are engaging in a deal, a business deal, they have the right to change their mind as long as they are both with each other. But once they leave, they no longer have the right to change their mind. If you buy something from someone, and he shows everything that is defective in it, if it had anything, then you go home, you can no longer say, I don't want to buy it anymore, unless there's a defect in it. He said, if the two engage in the deal, if they are both truthful, and they show, they expose any defects, Allah will bless their transaction. Akhi, this is a phone that the battery does not really last more than half an hour. And you may have the screen suddenly become blank. And the contacts do not work. This is what I have for this amount of money. If you want to buy it, barakallah feek. If you don't, I understand. This is how it is done in Islam. You don't tell him this is the best phone in the market. Wallah, miya, miya. Nothing is wrong with it. And Allah knows that you're lying. Allah knows that when he goes home, he will find something busted in his hand. And you think you're making some money, you're making some hellfire. You're making some hellfire, means to enter Jahannam by cheating your Muslim brother or even a disbeliever. This is not allowed. So if there's a defect, wherever we work, whatever our business is, we need to say the truth. He said, if they do so, Allah would bless this transaction. But if they lie and conceal, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, then Allah will deprive them of the blessing of the transaction. And if there's no barakah, then that means there's curse and la'na. If Allah is not pleased with that transaction, then nothing beneficial will come from it. This is something that we must understand. Now, even though lying is not allowed, there is an exception in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before I narrate to you the hadith, for the sake of Allah, do not let the shaitan fool any one of us where we inject our intellect into the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we mention something from the Messenger of Allah that is sound and authentic, it is revelation from Allah. You either believe or you don't believe. There's no, but you know, how could that be? None of that stuff. Our intellect, we set aside because we're not more wise than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يحل الكذب إلا في ثلاث يحدث الرجل امرأته ليرضيها والكذب في الحرب والكذب ليصلح بين الناس. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lying is not permissible except in three cases. Except in three cases. We don't call them white lies or any of that. There are exceptions to the rule. A man lying to his wife so he may please her. She makes some food which you wish never to eat again. You don't make that clear to her in order not to hurt her feelings and maintain the harmony between the husband and the wife. In this case, Islam allowed to attain the greater benefit. So you may say something that is not in agreement with the truth. Don't say why and why not. This is the revelation from Allah. Sami'na wa ata'na, we listen and we obey. The second is in the times of war. Obviously you will not tell your enemy where you are and where your weaponry is, because this will ruin the whole war. So in the cases of war, there is no saying the truth. One may lie in the case of war. And lastly, a person who's trying to reconcile between the people. Two brothers, the shaitan has come in between, trying to keep them away from each other. You may come and say, Akhi, the brother loves you for the sake of Allah. The brother thinks good of you in order to reconcile between the brothers. But that is it. This is the exception, and we stick to the exception. We don't expand it according to our desires, and we don't limit something that Allah made vast. We must adhere to these qualities. So in totality and in summary, this is a matter that is clear in our deen. Because of truthfulness, societies have prospered even if they were disbelievers. And because of lying, societies were destroyed even if they were Muslims. Brothers in Islam, we are living in an era, we are living in a time where Islam has become foreign to the Muslims. Where the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are found within few individuals that we can count on our fingers. But this is not going to be the case forever. There will come a time where the Muslims will be dominant. But this should be done by us making the effort. And this begins with me and you beginning to live Islam the way it's supposed to be lived. And the best way to do so is to be truthful with Allah, truthful with His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and truthful with ourselves. And we need to stop lying to Allah, lying against His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and lying to ourselves. This is the quality by which we begin our foundation. Each one of us is given a choice, as I mentioned earlier, in every moment in his life. Be a wise individual, you will be rewarded eventually. Be a wise individual, there will come a time where you will be filled with joy that cannot be expressed in words in Jannah. That time shall come bi-ithnillahi azza wa jal. We just need to be patient for some time. We need to understand these affairs the way they're supposed to be understood. Wallahi, it is sad, the affair of the Muslims. It is sad how Muslims behave in this day and time. And if we don't make the change, then who will make the change? We continue to wait for others while the change is with us. For the sake of Allah, let's be truthful with ourselves. Take this deen seriously. Let Islam govern your life. Allah will bless you and protect you and make you prosper. This is a promise from Allah. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to pardon me and you for our shortcomings and to make us among His righteous servants. He's able to do all things. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.